Time to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place in Washington and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And today we have Dave Harmon with us, Washington High School teacher. And Dave is on a mission, and we hope everybody listening this morning can help out the cause. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dwayne.
I'll tell you, your mission is one that I took note of because I had not been down in the Hatchet weight room for a long time to see the condition of some of the equipment, but it is in desperate need of some upgrades down there.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I'd say about the beginning of the school year, I decided, you know, I'm down there about every day of the year, and I've been teaching for about 16, 17 years, and it's been the same ever since I've been there. And so I just felt there's a big need for the kids in the school that we need to upgrade the equipment.
For the athletic teams, too, you know, that utilize it every day, day in and day out, and for the safety of the kids, for that matter, too.
Yes, very much so. And the summer gets used a lot, even two or three times a day from all types of sports. And we have some new interests. I even just got an email from RJ Keys, the dance team, and the dance team donated some money, and he wants to get his dance team in there to start to be able to compete, you know, at a higher level, because, you know, they've gone tremendous strides since he's been involved, and he wants to get in the weight room. And it's, you know, if you get, you can imagine 20 girls down there, and they're going to be probably, you know, what's the deal down here? So I want everybody to feel comfortable down there, and it's not the case right now. So, you know, it's not in bad shape, but it does need to be upgraded compared to the schools around our surrounding community. We're light years behind everybody else, in my opinion.
Even a fresh coat of paint down there would help some, because the walls are even chipped up a little bit down
there. Yeah, we have that in the process with the new maintenance, and hopefully get that done this summer. We haven't finalized any details with it, but that is kind of in the works of getting a new paint, some paint, maybe a different color. It's the old gold and black, so maybe something a little different. But yeah, the paint is definitely on the list, the wish list we want to do down there.
What are some other things on the wish list?
We do want, first things first, when we talked to Jake Durnell, the football coach, I emailed him and another coach, Brian Hancock. He's big into the weights. I emailed those two and said, hey, give me a wish list. What do you guys want for the weight room? This is what I want to do for this school. And so basically, we really would like to get some, they're called safety racks. And they're basically a squat and bench rack that is, it's more, a little more safety. It's more bulky. And what we have down there are old, they're bent. You know, the safety rack parts of it, if a kid doesn't get the weight up and it falls, you know, those bars are bent. So it's these safety racks that we want to purchase with the money we're trying to raise. They're pretty expensive, but those are the big purchase we'd like to get, at least for the weight room.
And again, it all can be done with the help of the listeners this morning, and we just plead with you because, again, keeping up with the area sports teams, all of the area schools do have nice facilities, new workout rooms and weight rooms, and the athletic teams get in there, they utilize it day in and day out, and over the course of the past several years, I'll be honest with you, I think it's still the same setup as when I went to school over 20-plus years ago.
So. Yeah, I'm going to have to say I agree with that. It's, you know, you go down there, it's dingy, and I have to agree with that one. It's embarrassing. So it is embarrassing like that, but it's, you know, like I think I've said in the past, and I've been on the TV that didn't work so well, and I've been in the news. But I said in the past that we have just plain students that go down there for classes every day. And I have a class now that probably half of them are student athletes and half of them are just regular students. And, yeah, back to your question about I kind of go off tangent there. Back to your question, it's probably still the same since you were there. And I'm not too sure when you graduated, but, I mean, I graduated in 87, And I'm pretty sure there's still maybe a couple pieces of equipment since I've been down there since 87. Yeah.
It's a desperate need. So if you're looking to give in some way and to the students and to the athletes and to the school, this is a great way you can give. All donations are accepted, whether it's dollars, a couple of dollars here and there, or thousands of dollars, whatever you can give, every little bit counts. What's the best way to do that?
I do have a GoFundMe page. But the best way to do it is to bring in the cash or check or any way you'd like to donate is to bring it into the athletic office. Because if you donate to the GoFundMe page, they take money. They take percentage off of what they take, of what we make. So, but if you're out of town and you can't come to Washington, you can mail it. But you can go to the GoFundMe page and donate it. And it's a Washington White Room GoFundMe page. Or I think it might even be attached to our website at school. I'm not really positive. But I'm going to shut it down on June 1st. I was going to shut down in May, but when I got on the news on the TV, they had mentioned that I was going to shut it down in June. So I better shut it down since it was a little announced on the news. WTWO came down and gave a piece on us.
And if you want to do that, again, do that now and make those donations. Again, every little bit helps, but let's get that place revamped. Let's get it up to date. If you haven't visited the weight room, if you're a guest of the school, if you go down there and look at it, you'll want to give every dollar that you have in your wallet at that time, I promise.
Yeah. We had actually, I'd like to have a shout-out to Jim Queen. He owns the Bob's Pizza. Sorry, Jimbo's Pizza, sorry. And he had some equipment that he donated to the weight room. It's probably an $8,000 to $10,000 piece of equipment. So that was not on our wish list, but it's nice to have. And I like to, you know, personally think that, like Jim Queen of
sure,
Jimbo's
absolutely.
Pizza.
Absolutely. Every little bit counts. So, again, if you'd like to donate, you can drop the donations by the Washington High School Athletic Office. You can go to the Washington Weight Room GoFundMe page on Facebook. You can contact Dave Harmon personally at the school or as he's out and about. But get those donations in. Let's make it a mission to revamp that weight room at Washington High School and keep the athletes strong and working. And as you know, weight room time leads to successful time on and off the field, on the court. And any coach will tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts with good equipment. Well, Dave, hats off to you for spearheading the campaign. We hope the message gets out this morning, and we hope to see lots of donations roll in.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Thank you very much. Take 5 for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.